Hello, and welcome to The Love Code. This is your host, Dr. Cheryl Silman, and I am so happy that you will be joining me today for another inspirational, uplifting, transforming, and healing conversation. The Love Code is all about giving you experiences that will uplift and transform you, that will allow you to access the healing energy that truly is available to us all the time. We just have to take a moment and allow ourselves to receive it. I love doing this show because it's the antidote to everything crazy about our world these days. So if you're watching the news, reading the paper, listening to the radio, going online, and following what's going on, you need a break. You need to chill. You need to take some time and reconnect with who you are and reconnect to the place within you that has the power to resolve all of the problems in your life, to heal your body. And that's why I'm bringing you this show every Saturday at 11 a.m. so it can reconnect you to your spirit. I want to, first of all, welcome anyone who may be listening to the first time. And I always like to remind people that if you go to my website, drcherylsilman.com, you can opt in there, and I will then send you this show every week right to your inbox. And if you go over to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, then that's another place where if you like me there, I will post all of the shows. And the Facebook page is called What Women Must Know because that is the name of the other program that I host on Progressive Radio Network, What Women Must Know, every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you opt in to my website or like me over on my Facebook page, you will get both of these fantastic shows sent to you, and you can have the opportunities to listen when it's convenient. And I really hope you do so because I know I get inspired when I have the opportunity to interview my guests, and I know you will be inspired as well. So today we're going to be talking about bringing the love code into business. And my guest is Cecilia Liu. And Cecilia actually is coming to us from Germany today. And I want to just tell you a little bit about Cecilia. Over the past 20 years, Cecilia has worked in the executive teams for Fortune 100 companies, including Siemens, Daimler, IBM, Sanofi, Aventis in the U.S., Germany, and China. Most recently, she serves as a management board member at global headquarters of Siemens. Under her leadership, the business unit has achieved 300% of target for business improvement and set a historical record that has never been reached before. Cecilia has extremely broad experience in a wide range of functions, including strategy, operations, finance, sales and marketing, competitive intelligence, mergers and acquisitions, product lifecycle management, supply chain management, quality management, project management, risk management, and more. Her industry experience spans healthcare, pharmaceuticals, information technology, automobiles, transportation, and services. Cecilia has received 3 university degrees, of which 2 master degrees in the U.S. and Germany. For her MBA studies in the U.S., she graduated with the highest honor and was awarded the honor of National Chancellor's List 2004-2005, which is the award to only 1% of graduate students nationwide. Cecilia has extensive international experience and is trilingual. She has great passion and appreciation in diverse cultures. Her life events have brought her to Dr. Master Shah in 2008. The greatest love and total commitment to service to all humanity from Dr. Master Shah has deeply touched her heart and inspired her to leave her senior executive position and corporate life and join Dr. Master Shah in his humanitarian work. It is her heart's desire to serve humanity with all that she has been given and prepared for. So, with that introduction, it is my honor and privilege to welcome Cecilia Liu to our show today. Hello, Cecilia.
Hello, Dr. Cher. Thank you so much for your invite. I'm so honored to be here with you and with all the listeners.
Well, it's wonderful to have you all the way from Germany and to share with us your experience and your journey. I have to say I am so impressed with what you have accomplished and achieved in the corporate world. It's like I had no idea that, you know, that there's so much that goes on in the corporate world. And you've covered just about every aspect of corporate world with such high integrity and honor. So, and being trilingual, that, you know, you're quite an amazing woman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm honored that I've been prepared for the skills that needed to do the work up down the road. But thank you. Thank you.
And we're going to talk about that in a minute. I just want to let listeners know that I was very blessed, and I would say gifted, to be able to be invited to an event in November. It was a week retreat with Dr. and Master Shah, which, and we'll talk about him in a little bit. But I didn't know anything about Dr. and Master Shah. I just was able to interview him on my program, What Women Must Know. We had a delightful interview, and then I was reading a bit more about Dr. Master Shah and realized what an incredible spiritual master and teacher he is. And then I got invited to attend this retreat. So as a result of the amazing people I met, the opportunity to really have a greater understanding of who Dr. Master Shah is, what his mission in life is, and the understanding that we are all here to serve, and that is our purpose in life, is to serve in one way or another, I was truly inspired to create a second show on Progressive Radio Network. So that's how the Love Code came into being. But I also wanted to take the opportunity, because I met such incredible and inspirational people who have changed their lives as a result of meeting Dr. Master Shah and became aligned in his mission of humanitarian work, I thought, what a great opportunity to be inspired by these many people from all over the world that I met at that retreat and have been introduced to since. So through the opportunity of this show and over the weeks ahead, and I've already done some interviews, I am able to have these conversations with people who are so dedicated to their spiritual travels, to their spiritual work, to their spiritual mission, and also people who've had amazing transformations in their own lives. And that brings me to this interview with Cecilia, who not only is an extraordinary businesswoman achieving high honors in the corporate world, but had an experience that changed everything in her life. So, Cecilia, I don't know what that experience is, so I'm going to ask you to share with us what were the events that occurred in your life at the time you met Master Shah in 2008. What was happening for you before you met him, and what happened when you did encounter him, and how you encountered him, and what was the result of that encounter?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Shah, for that question. Yes, 2008 ago, you know, I grew up in China. Then I always interested in business. So that was one of my dreams to explore every aspect of business. And also I was interested in culture. So, and I read the books and I really want to travel worldwide. That was like a dream when I was a teenager. So finally I went to the college in China. And then after the graduation, I worked for Daimler actually at that time, Daimler in Beijing. So that opened my door for knowing other cultures. Then after knowing the Daimler, then I was further on interested in the German culture. That brought me to Germany, etc. So but basically, 20 years, let's say, at the early 20 years of my career, I was pretty much focused on my career, just the conventional living, so to speak, driven for the achievement, for the college, for whatever I do, for study, for work, and I was honored to be always the top talent and the high performer, and always giving the opportunity to taking on further high responsibilities. So that was like a domino perspective of my life. I was driven for accomplishing the things that maybe other people thought it's not possible. But that was still conventional living. And so at early years, my career went pretty well. My life went pretty well. Like, there is challenges, but pretty much going upwards. And on 2008, that was 1 year, a few events happened. And suddenly there was one of the first, challenges in my career. I was hit like to the, the detail may not be in, so I was first hit by the career and then also the personal relationship, was broken my heart at that time. So I was, personal life was not happy and hitting the bottom. My career also get, one of the first major hit. And so at that time I was really, really depressed, and even thought about, in that depression, then I was thinking, why this happened to me? And I went to some doctors, and they gave me the answer. I still felt it wasn't the truth. And so I want to know what is the behind everything that's happening, why I'm experiencing this. Then that is slowly, that draw me to spiritual components, let's say. So I start to look into the spiritual side. Then at that time I was in California, in San Francisco. So in San Francisco, there was in the New Living Expo. So they had a once a year in April. At that event, I met Master Shah. And I wasn't, you know, for some people see Master Shah, they recognize right away, but I wasn't, I wasn't so talented for that. But I signed myself up for the newsletter, et cetera. So that I received the newsletter later on, but I wasn't really respond to it. Until one day I had a session with someone, a spiritual teacher, and this person told me many things about me. And which, you know, we just met, and asked her, how do you know about this? And she said, well, I had a meditation with your soul the night before. That's what your soul told me. And then I thought, well, if someone else can talk to my soul, why can't I talk to my own soul? I want to learn that. And then on that night, I received email that Master Shah is coming to Sacramento at that time to teach soul communication, spiritual communication. So I thought, wow, okay, that's the golden opportunity. That's the message. And so then I went to the venue. I went to the event, and that was like open door for the real contact and deeper learning with the Master Shah. So from that place, is then many doors opened down the road, etc. that's a short summary of my story.
So you were really in kind of the dark night of the soul, it sounds like, at that point in your life, which you didn't understand.
Yes.
Because you were such a superstar, really, in the corporate world, and all of a sudden everything fell apart, sounds like, right? So
yes.
You know, and I mean, what a difficult time to our egos, to our personality. It's like, how come, you know, everything is falling away? And I see that so much in my practice, both as a psychotherapist and a naturopath, when people go through a period when everything's taken away or serious health challenges. And of course, to our mind, it's you know, it's a terrifying experience. We don't understand it. We can't make sense of it. It's painful. Everything we've identified ourselves with is being taken away from us, and it can really spiral you downwards. I mean, I've been through that period myself, but with certainly with perspective and through guidance and help and hanging in there, you come to understand that this is a wake-up call, that this is an opportunity for you to wake up to who you are, to wake up to a new phase of your life, to a new possibility. And if you choose to do the work that's required, which is turning inward, understanding more of the spiritual dimension of our life, we can ride that wave through and arrive at an amazing place, which to me, your story is, you know, sounds like exactly what happened when everything was falling apart. It was because there was a new life waiting for you. It's cycles of death and rebirth that we go through, death of the ego, and also getting us back on track with who we are and what we're supposed to be doing here.
Yes, yes. You're absolutely right. There's a Chinese word called 入世之后而出世 means that dive into the sincerity and then come out of it. So it's like that's development for many people, for myself. And for when I look back today, I'm very grateful to that opportunity, because that event, even as painful as it was at that time, it provided the awakening opportunity to then turn me from outward looking to inward looking, then back on the track with where my soul purposes are, etc. So thank you.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because you obviously were very ambitious and very driven in your life and very successful in your life. And you learned many things along the way, which now you can incorporate all those skills in what you're doing for your spiritual purpose. But your time came when, you know, it was time to wake up.
Yes.
Amelia, you know, there's more going on here than meets the eye, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So I find that your story really fascinating, because you had this amazing experience where this therapist was giving you the information, and then right around that time you got notification of that course. If that wasn't a divine message, I don't know what is, right?
Yes, absolutely. It was so clear that I no longer could deny. Yes.
Yeah.
And that is
so you did. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just about to say that that experience helped me also understand the awakening paths for, you know, everyone maybe have a little bit difference in their own path, but what I have observed is many people's awakening start from the deep, like hitting the bottom at some part of their life. Then we start to open, you know, our ego got hurt, but then we start to look beyond what is visible, looking for the reasons behind it, and that's where the awakening starts to happen.
Yes. So you went to that soul communication workshop, and you had an opportunity to really connect with Master Shah. So what happened after that?
Oh, good. You know, after that, it's really, when I look back, it's planned well, but at that time I didn't know. So at that time, I received a service. So come with that is a coupon for a retreat, to the next retreat with Master Shah, which was in Atlanta originally. So I said, well, I cannot go to Atlanta, the time doesn't work for me. And then I just suddenly bumped into Master Shah, and then he saw me as a Chinese, so we had a brief conversation. And then I mentioned about the coupon, thanks for that, but I couldn't make it. And he said, well, you can change to Hawaii, which is December, if that works for you. I said, oh, perfect, Hawaii, I would love to go. And then he said, well, go ahead and change that to December. So then I changed the coupon to December. That brought me to Hawaii to meet Master Shah, to further study with him. So it's like, when I look back, it's all the paths like down the road, one after the other, are designed. And
yes.
So I remember in Hawaii, what we did was at that time, he asked in the team who has the business experience, because they are developing. They also would like to have the business people have business experiences and education, etc. So I signed myself up with a group of people, had a little interview, and then I forgot it. So when I came back, a few months, like 5 months later, suddenly one day I received a call from Master one day I was in the office, and suddenly I received a call, and that was surprisingly enough, that from Master Shah. So I was really shocked. Then he said, well, from the reading, my name popped up, and saying that I would have some special role to play in the business team. I thought, what is that? I have a job. I'm not looking for a job. So it was kind of interesting. And I thought, well, I'll be happy to, you know, I'm having my job, but I'll be happy to help as a volunteer. So then he invited me to another retreat. It was in Toronto. So later I went to the retreat and helped to observe how the thing's running, and provided some recommendations. So at that time, you know, actually Master Shah has clearly invited me to join the business team, to join the mission, meaning that quitting my job at the time at Siemens, and which I wasn't ready for. So at that time I thought, well, I wouldn't do that. And so I kept postponing and said, well, I'd be happy to help you, but I have my job. Until, you know, that was actually until my fully recognition of this is my mission. You know, in my life, I was always looking for the mission. I always had a feeling I have a mission. So I remember in the early years, I had a little card. You know, you're working with a lot of women. I believe a lot of women have that feeling, or even men as well, that we have some calling, something to do. But I do not know exactly what it is. And so I was looking for the mission in my life, and I was thinking, okay, maybe something multicultural, merge the Eastern and Western culture, and then I'll maybe merge with the business, the spirituality, because I see the different people, their struggles, but I wasn't quite clear, okay, how do I do that? What exactly my mission? And so I was looking for that, and at an early time I was thinking, okay, great, I will learn from Master Shah and then apply that into my work, into my mission. And two, I think that was probably 5 or 6 years after meeting him, and slowly I come to the realization. I think that was one day in meditation. Suddenly I got it. That was message was so clear. Your mission was with this mission. And that night I also had a dream that I had a dream. There was a boat, like a big boat. I was deciding, should I get on boat or not? But then suddenly I opened my eyes, realized I was already in the boat. The boat was actually moving already in the river. That kind of indication of my journey of finding my life purpose in that way. So finally, when I realized this is what my purpose are, this is what my mission are, then a few years earlier, that was already probably, I couldn't remember exactly, 6 years maybe after meeting Master Shah, finally I made the final decision to leave my executive job and position, let go of everything, and then coming to work for Master Shah and help him for his humanitarian work, etc.
So I want you to talk a bit about Master Shah in a minute, but I just want to say those messages that, you know, the meditation, the dream was so clear that you couldn't ignore it any longer. That it was time for you to really fulfill the greater purpose for which you were here, and it took you time. Understandably, I mean, if you're in a senior executive position, you know, which you've spent your whole life working up to, it's, you know, a little strange to think you're just going to leave it all and then and go on to some spiritual, you know, journey or whatever. But
yes.
but something. So what I wanted to ask you. So you did those retreats with Master Shah. It took you 6 years to kind of transition. What was happening for you during those retreats? What was your experience? What was growing within you?
Oh, yes. Good. Thank you for the question. So the retreat at that time in Hawaii, I remember the first retreat I attended was called Enlightenment Retreat. So Enlightenment. I remember when Masha talked about enlightenment, talked about the soul, I was still, the concept of soul at that time, even as the Chinese grew up in China, had some kind of exposure to that arena, but I wasn't a big believer at that time for the soul. So that was totally new for me. And I was still, at the beginning, I had many doubts in me. I will be honest with you. So I was still trying to say, okay, who is him? What is, how do I receive this? How much is the truth, etc. So I was in the constant debate. But then I thought, I could only decide when I fully know. I observed the people there, and many of them doing this spiritual work for years. I said, well, in this arena, they're the masters than me, and they have much more experiences than me. So if they really recognize Master Shah, recognize Master Shah's teaching and the practice, then there must be something there. I should watch them. So I said, okay, I will devote myself to learn, to truly dive in to know what it is. Then when I know what it is, then I can decide, is this for me or is this not for me? But right now, when I just know a little bit about it, I don't have the right to decide. Well, it's not mature enough to decide. So that brought me further into the journey to continue the study with him after the retreat. So what happened was after retreat, the more retreat I go, the more I was impressed about it. The more I turned from a skeptical to really slowly become a believer. And until today, I can see that with all my heart and soul, I fully trust what Master is teaching. Not only trust, I recognize what he is teaching. Number one is absolute truth. And number two is the sum of the highest wisdom. And that is not easy to find. And I recently went back to China and listened to some teachings from some of the masters there. Some of them had a million people follow. I called my mom. I went there with my mom. I watched my mom. I saw he wasn't really listening carefully. I asked her why. She said, well, I tell you the truth. After I met Master Shah, listened to his teaching, and I found it difficult to listen to other people's teaching. I asked my mom, I said, why? My mom said, because she can recognize what Master Shah teaches is such wisdom in such a simple way. And the level of purity of the message, the level of wisdom in the message, other people can very hard to reach that level. And so we had that conversation, we still have to open our heart, listen to everyone. Everyone has something to contribute. But that reminded me further how, the purity and the higher level of wisdom in Master Shah's message, in his teaching, in his practice. I believe, I'm fully convinced, otherwise I wouldn't devote myself right now. This is what the new technologies are. This is where we're going for this new era. We're going to awaken. We need the new technologies that involve the understanding of not only the physical world, but also not only the tangible world, but also intangible world, and to see what's the behind the things running, what's the reason of everything's running. So that's what the teaching from Master Shah delivers. And when we understand the truth about the creation, the manifestation, then that can apply to many aspects of life, to business, for daily life, and so much more.
Well, that's beautiful. Beautifully said, Cecilia. I'd like you to share a little bit about who Dr. Master Shah is. I know there are people listening who do not know anything about Dr. Master Shah, and I want to let everyone know that This program is to share inspiration and wisdom. It's not to enroll anybody in any spiritual movement or work with any guru. This is just really a wonderful opportunity to be uplifted and inspired about what possibilities there are when we open ourselves and commit ourselves to follow the message of our soul and the mission and the purpose of our soul. And there's just many ways that people are doing it. That's why I have wonderful interviews. But certainly, I've been so curious about the people, the extraordinary people who have had their lives transformed by meeting Dr. Master Shah, that I really wanted to have them on the show and give my audience a chance to really open themselves up, because there are many great tools that are available for free if people are interested to improve their lives, to find answers, to resolve areas of discomfort, of suffering, of ill health. So that's the purpose of doing this. And that's why I want you to share a little bit about who Dr. and Master Shah is, Cecilia, if you don't mind.
Yes, sure. That's my honor. Thank you. Maybe I will speak about from a two perspectives about Master Shah. One is his credentials, and one is my personal experience. And from credential perspective, Master Shah actually he studied Western medicine in China. So he was actually a doctor. He studied in one of the best universities in China, was in Shanxi province. And so after he graduated from his university, and the government, and he was working for government, and the government sent him to Philippines in his early 20s to study the hospital management. So he went to Philippines. But before he went to Philippines, he had 1 year in Beijing. He met a master in traditional Chinese medicine. That master or doctor taught him the acupuncture, which is, you know, not the one you can learn from the school, but it's very, I saw he does it. It's not the typical way, but very effective. It's a long needle, and he has the sense, and he can find the point, you know, the acupuncture point, and which point needed and where that is. He has a special intuition for that. So when he went to Philippines, and he was staying with one of the richest person's family there, and they invited him to stay there. So he had opportunity to offer actual treatment for a couple of people, which are renowned people there. And one of the person was pilot. So Master Shah used acupuncture, helped the person stand up again. And that was a shock. That was a shock, because that before Dr. Shah, at that time actually he was caught, you know, the person went to many doctors, many hospitals, nothing really helped. That was quite a shock. And so at that time, then they said, well, you have such talent and you need to, you know, at that time, China has different situations. So they did not want Master Shah to go back to China at that time. So then they helped Master Shah arrange everything, and then eventually went to Canada. And so in Canada, he set up his medical practice, which was, I think, the Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine practice. There was a clinic. And he did really, really well for 20 years or so. It was, you know, very good business, very good clinic. And but until one day, he received the calling that to go to San Francisco to teach the very basic healing methods. So that's where he went there. To make it short, so Master Shah had a number of very incredible credentials. He graduated from one of the most renowned Chinese university for Western medicine, and he also studied the traditional Chinese medicine, and his practice was very well known because he treats many patients, for instance, death, some other sickness that the traditional way there's no treatment. So he was actually quite famous. But for him to let go of everything of those achievements and to start from zero to teach people like basic healings was quite encouraging for me. He basically, that was a model for me. And he's also Feng Shui. He knew, he studied Tai Chi for when he was six. So he's a Tai Chi master. He also learned Yi Jing from one of the most famous Yi Jing master in China. So he has really cross-disciplinary backgrounds, and very intelligent man. Not only those background, but also if you're in contact with him, you will know he's very intelligent. He understands the things very quickly. But more than that, his vision, he can see the things through. But what it touches me, eventually stay with him or decided to quit my corporate job to coming to him. It's not all those credentials. It is, but it's not only about that. What really touches me was his unconditional love and his unconditional service. So I honestly, the people talk about unconditional love, unconditional services, but it's hard to find that someone can really embody that. I be honest, I wasn't, until I met Master Xia, then I realized I did not know what it was unconditional love until I met him. And because throughout the years, 10 years, after the 10 years, now I realize is whatever we do, not only me, but all his students, sometimes we thought that we disappoint him. He, you know, traditionally at home, we only do well if our parents will love us. If we do something not well, we get punished or whatever that is. And there's interruption to that relationship, to the emotion, to the love. But what I realized by observing myself and others, no matter what we do, you know, we make mistakes and we're so slow, or sometimes we're slow, we're not weakening, we turn to other way around, we even hurt him. But what I observe is no matter what the people does, even sometimes they hurt him so much, but he never stopped loving them, or he never loved them less than before. It's just really amazing that taught me what is unconditional love. It's truly, there's nothing can change his love to someone. There's nothing can change his love to his student. There's nothing can change his love to humanity. You know, he does so much for humanity, but there are many, there are some objections, but still, I see, because I work for the business team, then I had a chance to interact with him behind the scenes. I see how he treats the people behind the scenes. I can only see even more love behind the scenes than on the stage. And no matter what the people does to him or see about him and like him and dislike him, he still serves the person. He still serves the people unconditionally. That's what touches my heart. That's what is true master. Yeah.
Right. Thank you for that. Really seeing how authentic Master Xia is. And if you work with him and work behind the scenes, you would definitely see a whole aspect of anyone you're working with. So, you know, to be so impressed is a lot. It says a lot, Cecilia. And you know, especially because you've come from a corporate world and you know, you've seen so much, and you've seen how people behave, and I'm sure you've had a lot to experience with all the senior executives you've interacted with, and you know what goes on. So how wonderful for you to have met someone who is authentic in what they say and do and act.
Yes, yeah, you're absolutely right, and Truly, thanks for the opportunity that allowed me to see the many high intelligent people. But even among what I can see truly from my own heart, my experience, among all the people I met, I give credit to everyone I met. They all contribute to my life. But Master Chai is the one I met, the most intelligent, the most heart-opening, and the most giving, the most loving, the most service person. That it's amazing that someone can capture almost all the category of the most, and that is very profound. The wisdom he carried, the level he carried, the vision he has, is really beyond.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So let's talk about the love code in business. What is that, and how does it impact business?
Yes. Thank you. So to speak about the love code of business, what I many people run in business. Also, I will have to go back a little bit. So after I met Master Shah, although what I was that changed my whole understanding or whole thing about a business. So my, like, for traditional, I had all the traditional business education, for instance, from the college, and my college in Germany was the best business school here for 20 years. And all this education, they set a foundation. But after meeting Master Shah, after having then I realized that lived the 10-year study of Master Shah lived up my vision, my understanding of a business to a totally different arena, which is not the traditional business education can accomplish. And so, for instance, and what the talking about the love code in business, now we need to understand first that what is the business and why we have business, and how to do the business. So those are actually the simple but most fundamental questions about the business. And so, for instance, recently I was invited to give a speech to an organization in China, that some of high executives, and they shared with me one sentence in common was, we are confused. We are confused where the economy is going, where our business is going, how do we run our business. And so that I had the honor to speak with them for 3 hours. After the speech, I asked them, are you still confused? They said, no, we're not confused anymore, but we can see now. Yes, why are the people confused? Because we have not seen through what the business is for, what, how does everything working together. And so talking about what is the business for, and oftentimes people have a misconception that business is just to making money, to make a living, and etc. Those are some of functions, but they are not the fundamental reasons that business is there. So to talk about the love code in the business, this is the fundamental question. What is the business there for? And for me, the business has actually three fundamental functions of the reasons. So number one is the business is for creation. So for instance, through the business, we create the cars, the books, etc., to serve our, to serve our lives and more, for creation purpose. And number two is business is a carrier. It's a carrier of dream. It's a carrier of technology. It's a carrier of our life purpose also. You see, so it's a carrier. And the third function is a service. So those are the fundamental functions or reasons that business exists in the bigger way. So number one is for creation. Number two is for the carrier of our dream, carrier of technology, carrier of personal purpose even. So for instance, without the business, maybe the technology is just stay in the lab. It cannot become a product for the people can use every day, right? And also without a business, then Master Chef's mission maybe just stay with himself as an idea, as the wisdom that other people cannot experience, cannot benefit from. So we all need that. We all need a business as that carrier to deliver the message, to pass on the value and influence to others. And the third one is for the service. So those are the fundamental. Business is there, it's for serve. And that's what the people don't understand. In order to have the flourishing business, is we need to, the greater service the business creates, the greater value the business would have, the greater financial reward the business would have. And this is some of the fundamental keys for the business. Then when we look at that, when we understand that, then we look back, what is the love code in business? And I would point out, see, there are three love codes, or three major components. And the number one is the love to business itself. You know, number of years ago, I had a few, how many years ago, I don't know, 5 years ago maybe, I was meditating one day, and the sun in that day, the soul of business came to me in that meditation. I was surprised. I never knew, you know, I never had any contact with the soul of business. So in that meditation, the soul of business shared many messages with me. And he shared with me, you see, actually, if you look at the word, and a lot of people had certain judgments or understanding about business. Some people may think the business is even dirty, or business is about money, or, you know, it's some judgment associated with that. But actually, business is not for that. A business is how those judgments is coming from, actually how the people apply the business into their own operations, into their own company, that belongs to them. But that does not mean the business by itself. So business itself is a very powerful spirit, very powerful soul, has such creation power, has such willingness, heart to serve. So in that meditation, the soul business came to me, share with me that how much is her heart to serve, and but yet how much the people rejected her and judged her that she could not serve to the full potential as she wished to. And I remember in that meditation, I was so touched by the message, by her heart to serve. I was crying for 3 hours. You know, 3 years before, it was hard for me to cry, but I cried 3 hours. And after that, I said, well, you know, I want to deliver the message. I want to speak for the spirit of business, to help the people to see what the business is there for. Then they can be partner for business. Then they can utilize business for their creation, for their services, for their companies, and so much more. So the first love code in business is the love to business itself. That comes first. And when we do not love business, but when we run business, still run business, it's like imagine if we're having relationship, right? And if we're having relationship with our partner, but we do not like our partner, we judge the partner, we think, well, she and he, it's not nice, it's not good, I just have to be with her or be with him every day. Well, think about that. So would that feeling, how would that feel? You know, and we can imagine that feeling is not really nourishing, it's not really enlightening. And with that feeling, with that judgment and rejection, it's very hard to have a good relationship, to have a flourishing in that relationship, to have nourishment with relationship. It's same with a business. And we, in order to transform our business, in order to utilize business in the full potential, we need to show the love. We need to embrace the love relationship with the business. This is the number one. The number two would come from what is the business there for? And some people think business just operate by itself, but it's not. Business is operating in the environment of this universe. It's working with the nature, working with the people. So the business is meant to serve the people, serve the nature. Then the second to recognize that it's I'll come into a Chinese word. It's called Jing Tian Ai Ren, means respect heaven and love people. And this heaven does not only mean, okay, this up the sky, but means all the creations, all the natures, and, you know, the creation power behind everything. That's the bigger universe. Then the Ren means the human. We are the small universe. So the bigger universe and the small universe merged together are the one. So the second love code for business is to the love to this bigger universe. Or you can call that to heaven. You can call that bigger universe. It's the same thing. So this bigger universe includes all the creations, includes the nature. So for instance, some of business, especially in China now, they're really creating such damage to the nature. You know, right now we're having global warming, etc. That's contributed partially from the business that how they are operating. And in this way of business running, they will not be able to sustain the flourishing in the long run. All those are secrets for business to sustain the flourishing in the long run. I'm not talking about the short run. Sometimes the short run can, you know, if only people look at the short run, they will lose the perspective to see the bigger picture in the long run. So for instance, and talking about in a giving example for architecture. So architecture, architecture for good architecture, that would not only for, okay, if this building looks good, it's good architecture, is the building that meld with the surrounding, the nature around it, meld with the people, with the culture around it, surrounded. That's the good architecture. So it merge, become one of it. Imagine the forest. If in the forest you build a sky rise, no matter how beautiful is that a sky rise, would that be nice sky rise? Would that be a good architecture? I think everyone knows the answer. It's not. It's not a matching. It's not a comfortable. It's not a fitting. So that's right. So to building architecture in the forest, we need the architecture, maybe green color and meld with the nature and blend it in with it and really take consideration of the nature with it, the people, how the people would utilize it and how the function around it, etc. So that's the perspective you need to take into consideration. Same as business. For good business, cannot only focusing on the profit, but I need to focus on what the business is there for, the surrounding with it, the people with it, the country with it, the environment with it, to serve, to meld, to become one with the surrounding, with the culture, with the people, with the industry, etc. And the business can flourish. That's the second love code. The third love code is the people. It's all the people come in contact with that business. That includes the employees, the customers, the suppliers. So that we need to love them. And this love not based on the, okay, you give me money, you buy my product, and after that, bye-bye. And that's not the love. So this love means that you look for the best benefit of others. You see the business also, those are not only theories, but also they're the secret for business to flourish. If you really watch how the business, the flourishing business, they must have something that they inspire their people. they inspire their employees, they inspire the customers, and then they also have the nourishing relationship with their suppliers, etc. So all those people, when the suppliers happy, when the customers happy, satisfied, when the employees are happy working for the company, then the company flourish. So in a summary, the love code in business are the love for business itself, first and foremost. Then the love to the to surroundings, to the environment, to the bigger universe where the business is living in. And the third one is the love to the people, to everyone working for that business, come in contact with that business, that include the employees, customers, and suppliers, etc. So in this is a summary for the love code in business. How? Hello?
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say that that covers so much information, and I wish we could explore it further, and maybe we can have another conversation and how you are applying it, because those are the true values. You know, to understand that your business is an expression of your interaction in the world, of your service in the world, and if we can change the values that are found in business, everyone thrives, right? The business can thrive, our employees, our customers, everyone is going to be uplifted, everyone's going to be benefited, instead of the model that we operate with now, which is get as much as I can and, you know, do whatever you need to do to get the bottom line working. It's really inspiring, because this is where we're going. This is what conscious business is all about. And this is what you're teaching, right, Cecilia, in your work now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right. I teach the Dao business. I truly had honor to write a book with Master together for the Dao business. When this book comes out and the people are going to see that this is going to change the way how business running for the future. So not saying the business doing today, everything run is not, but it's more in the holistic way of looking at a business, in the holistic way of running business. In other words, it's running in the oneness way of running business. That's where we're going.
Well, I love that, the Tao of business. I love you communicating with the soul of business. That's a beautiful story. Well, when that book comes out, then we'll definitely have to get you back, because this is the key of how to make your life flourish, your business flourish, and create a new world, which is what we're talking about. So, Cecilia, unfortunately, we've come to the end. It's been fantastic mm-hmm. having you as my guest. I want people to know they can learn more about the work that Cecilia is doing, the Tao of Business, and more about Master and Dr. Shah. The website is drshah.com, or check out the Facebook page, Dr. and Master Shah, to learn more and to receive many free meditations, free healings. Check it out. Cecilia, thank you so much for visiting with us today all the way from Germany. It's been such a pleasure and honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Shah, for inviting me. It's such an honor to be with you and be with all the listeners. And I look forward to being with you and everyone again sometime in the future.
Thank you. And thank you to all of my listeners for joining me on The Love Code. And I just want to wish you all a wonderful week. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, thank. Sorry for interruption. Do you want me to maybe offer a blessing and for the listeners?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have the time. Yeah, next time, Cecilia, we'll look forward to that.
Sure.
And so all of you, next time, check in to the Love Code. Have a week filled with love, peace, and harmony. Bye for now.
Oh, thank you. Bye for now.